one of the lessons that has been learned from this war Sudan can't be ruled by one group that want to impose their vision over all the Sudanese.
Hand-roasted politics, no sugar. International politics, just as you like. To the point. Without filter and no extras. And hopefully, well-tempered. And now, please welcome your host for today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome again to a new episode of FES podcast. And we are glad to have today with us Mr. Khaled Omar Youssef, the vice chairman of the Sudanese Congress Party and also a leading figure in the Sudanese Democratic Initiative Tagaddum, and also the former Minister of Kabyan Affairs. Mr. Khaled, we are glad to have you here and thank you for being among us.
Thank you, Hassan, and thank you for having me here.
Thank you. Mr. Khaled, looking at the current context of the war in Sudan and the dynamic of the war itself, it seems that almost all the ongoing dispute settlement effort are from the international community, whether it's the United States, Egypt, and the African Union, and so on. Why there is no viable dialogue among the Sudanese right now?
First of all, this is a Sudanese problem and it should be solved by the Sudanese. There is no final settlement that can be achieved without the will of the Sudanese. It can be imposed from outside. But the war itself divided the Sudanese in many levels. Divided them on ethnic basis, regional basis, political, ideological, and also those who have interest to continue the war and those who have no interest in this war. And these divisions made the mission of the Sudanese civilians to come together more complicated. But I believe we can agree on the minimum. We can agree on that war should stop as soon as possible. We can agree on keeping the unity and integrity of the country. We can agree on the necessity of having one professional army. We can agree on the peaceful competition between the different political actors to find a more inclusive framework for governance in Sudan. So while there is an opportunity to agree on the minimum, I think this minimum unity can be achieved. Despite all of that, there are glimpses of hope came from many initiatives that now bringing the civilians together. And I think there is an opportunity for a Sudanese-led, a Sudanese-owned process to end the war and restore peace.
Okay, confirming what you have been saying, it seems now the international community have failed to find a solution to stop the war in Sudan and also to find a solution to the humanitarian crisis in Sudan. Why do you think is that?
This is another issue. You know, there is many initiatives around Sudan. There are competing initiatives around Sudan. And unfortunately, many of the driving forces behind the regional and international interaction with what's happening in Sudan is driven by very narrow interests that related to these actors. And that's why the first question I emphasize on the point that this problem should be solved by the Sudanese and they should not wait for anyone from outside Sudan to come with a way out. And as you see, last week, when the Security Council, that's UK in Sierra Leone, drafted a resolution for the protection of civilians and the delivery of humanitarian aid, the Russian veto stopped this resolution from being adopted. We think the move from UK and Sierra Leone to shed the light on the biggest humanitarian crisis in Sudan is something that really welcomed. We also commend the position of the 14 member states of the Security Council who voted in favor of that resolution. And despite the Russian veto, which was very disappointing and unfortunate, but the move itself to discuss the humanitarian crisis and the issue of the protection of civilians at this higher level, we think it is a step forward. We believe for having a sustainable peace in Sudan, there is a need for a unified peace process that with three tracks, one for the ceasefire, the second one is for the humanitarian protection of civilians, and the third one is the political dialogue. These tracks should happen concurrently, and they are feeding in each others. The priority, of course, is the humanitarian access and the protection of civilians, and that's why there is a need to take measures now to address these issues. We will keep advocating for this, and we'll keep focusing on achieving a progress in the issue of the protection of civilians, because the situation now in Sudan is horrible.
Mr. Khalid, in 2018 and 2019, the civil society was leading those who are looking for change in Sudan. But many are saying now the civil society has no foot on the ground in the political decision-making in Sudan, especially during the war and after the outbreak of the 15th of April war in Sudan. Why do you think that, and how do you see that?
This is one of the causes of this war, actually, that the driving forces behind this war, they want to kill the aspiration of the Sudanese people and the civilian movement. As you know, the two fighting parties committed the coup in 2021 against the democratic transition, the civilian-led transitional government. And the aim at that time is to abort the transition. But because of the brave resistance of the Sudanese people and the very strong as well international position against the coup, which delegitimized the coup, the coup couldn't succeed. And this is another level of the coup. They take us for another stage, is to wage a war against the civilians, against the Sudanese people, to try to impose and to return, actually, Sudan to pre-2019 revolution and to restore the old regime dictatorship. So the same brave civilians who resisted the Inqaz regime for 30 years and who resisted the coup after 2021 are there, and they are working in different levels. You see the brave work of those who are providing the services now inside Sudan, the emergency rooms and the resistance committees, the youth, the women who are working at the front line in the humanitarian work. This is a part of resisting the crush of the civilians movement. You see as well the political actors who are working to bring the civilians together and to build wide umbrella around the shared vision for a democratic, peaceful Sudan. Again, it's all the will of the former regime and the warring parties. The voice of civilians can be heard now, and Sudan is not belonging to the two fighting parties. Sudan is belonging to the Sudanese people, and the Sudanese people can defeat all the attempts to kill their aspiration.
Yeah, going on from what you have just mentioned about the main or one of the reasons behind the eruption of the war, the 15th of April, is that the previous regime is trying to come back to the power in some way through this discourse that happening in Sudan. And that takes us to the point where the historically, the army have been controlling and ruling the government in Sudan for almost 80% of the year since the independence of Sudan. What needs to be done right now to bring a civilian-led government in Sudan and stop the cycle of the military coup and the controlling of the military in the controlling of the military to the power in Sudan?
Actually, we are in this mess because of long decades of military rule. Sudan has been ruled by the military for more than five decades, and this is the result now. A country once has been the biggest country in Africa, a country that has an opportunity to be a prosperous country with diverse country with strategic location and resources. But we lost all of that because of the long decades of the military rule. And I think one of the lessons that has been learned from this war that Sudan can't be ruled by one group that want to impose their vision over all the Sudanese. The only way to keep the unity and integrity and peace in Sudan is to have an inclusive framework for governance, which can only be achieved through democratic civilian rule. And I don't think after this bloody war, there will be any belief in any kind of dictatorship again in Sudan. And hopefully that when we reach to the point of achieving peace in Sudan, this peace should address the root causes of the problem, because this war as well is a result of accumulation of failures in the history of Sudan. And to make it the last war in Sudan, this could only happen by having answers for the questions that keep raising since the independence of Sudan and addressing the root causes of the problem to achieve a sustainable peace. This could only happen by linking peace to democracy, because dictatorship was the different dictatorship that came to Sudan, actually, were one of the reasons of the continuous civil wars that crushed Sudan since the independence.
Mr. Khalis, thank you very much for this conversation. I would like to give you another 1-2 minutes to give us your idea to the way out of this war of Sudan.
There is no way out through any military means. And the only way out is through peaceful, negotiated political solution. This is the only way out. And this war is not benefiting the Sudanese people. This war is against the Sudanese people. The small groups who are benefiting from this war, who want to come back to power, want to accumulate wealth or weapon, are working against the interest of the Sudanese people. We believe that the civilians should come together and unify their voices against the war. It is very normal that we have different point of views, but we can agree on the minimum. And now, for the world as well to hear the Sudanese suffering. Sudan now is the biggest humanitarian crisis in Sudan, but it's not getting the attention that it deserves. Part of the reason of that is the division among the Sudanese themselves. We have to unify ourselves and around pushing the two fighting parties to stop this war now, to seek a peaceful solution that will keep the unity and integrity of Sudan and could establish an inclusive framework that can bring all the Sudanese together and as well to achieve a sustainable peace that address the root causes of the conflicts in Sudan. Yes, it's not an easy mission, but I believe that we as Sudanese achieved historical moment before in October 1964, in April 1985, in December 2019. We will achieve the biggest historical moment in the history of Sudan when we end this war and establish a sustainable peace and democracy in Sudan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Khalid, for those words. And we hope that and we hope the best for Sudan. And let me thank you again for coming and sharing your thoughts and ideas about what's going on in Sudan right now. And see you again in another episode. Thank you.
Hand-Roasted Politics, No Sugar, is a Studio Fritz production for the German Friedrich Ebert Stiftung.